We have a returning special guest today. Luke Ewald is back, and this time talking about Give to the Max Day. Thanks for coming in again.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
So what is this Give to the Max Day? And today you're representing, of course, the Jackson Community Foundation. Yep. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, yep. So the Jackson Community Foundation has been around for quite a while. I want to say maybe 20 years. That might be a little bit of a stretch, but I know it's been several moons. And I'm on the Community Foundation. I think I'm on my maybe second term, so I'd be on my final term with the Community Foundation. And really one of the, you know, main goals is to, you know, give back to the community. And over the years, you know, we've funded, you know, projects from organizations. In fact, I have a few examples from 2024 and 2025 that I can share. You know, so we've helped, you know, like the Friends of the Library with, you know, their different book programs. We've helped the Jackson Library System, you know, with their, they had a project called the Library Wonder Books. We helped the school district quite a bit, you know, an example was doing something with their health office with those odometers for their vision and hearing. We helped, you know, the Jackson Center for the Arts and the Farmers Market with their different programs both years. Of course, Rhythm of the River, they seem to be one of those popular groups that comes to seek funding for their, you know, ongoing music festival every July, right? And then Supplies for Kids has been kind of a newer program that we've helped out, you know, and that would be like the school and classroom supplies that supports students and the faculty and, you know, families that might need some stuff. So really, I mentioned it already, you know, the main goal is to give back to the community. And we've done several other projects or funded several other projects over the years. I guess for folks who are curious kind of how it works, usually every, I would say in February or March every year, we begin to kind of solicit, you know, the grant application, social media, newspaper, maybe the radio now, right? Just letting folks know that the grant application is available, you know, so organizations can apply. And then every May, we have like the awards where we give out funding. Typically, grants range from, I want to say, $300 to $1,000. I mean, there might be some years where we maybe can give out $2,000, you know, depending on the scope of the project. But I would say in the time that I've been, you know, with the Community Foundation, most of the folks that have submitted an application have received some amount of funding to go towards their project. So it is a good, you know, I guess being on the committee, it's good. We only have three members right now, so we're a little short on membership. But I know we're all, you know, everyone's involved with something, you know, these days. But if folks are interested to also become members, feel free to reach out. But yeah, so, and then for the Give to the Max Day, this is something that I've actually never done before with the Community Foundation. It is something that the Southwest Initiative Foundation does every year. So they would be the umbrella for the Community Foundation. So we have several other community foundations in Southwest Minnesota. So there's like Lakefield, there's Heron Lake, right, in that area. There's Worthington and Windham, Mountain Lake, and so on, right? So there's some communities that might tie into each other, and then some are standalone. So for us, we're going to be participating in Give to the Max Day. This is the largest online giving day in Minnesota, and folks can donate to us, you know, leading up to Give to the Max Day, which is on November 20th of this year. And we've received 16 applications from well-deserved organizations. And then, you know, with your donation, we can continue to support the community through grants and fundraising. And you can donate through GiveMN. And the website, what I'll do with this, just to make it easier for folks, I can just post that on our Facebook page. So if you have a Facebook page, you can just type in Jackson Community Foundation and you'll find it. I can also work with the Chamber of Commerce and maybe you folks and other avenues so that way folks can go right to that link. But I guess I just wanted to get on here to let folks know that we will be participating. I'm sure over the years, folks have heard about the Community Foundation and would know where to go for, you know, the donation process.
Yeah, Facebook page titled Jackson Minnesota Community Foundation, of course, and that's where to kind of keep tabs on you guys as well. Maybe even shoot a message and reach out about getting involved.
Exactly. Yep. Even reaching out, that would be totally fine. I'd also be willing, you know, my phone number, if folks just want to call, is 612-597-0433. But yeah, I guess for a combination of fundraising, if folks want to help out, our goal, I forgot to mention this, is like $1,000. I think that's kind of what each community foundation is doing. It's give or take that. Whether we make that goal or not, it does not matter. I believe our goal, like say that we get however much funding, if maybe it's more than 1,000, maybe it is 1,000, maybe it's less, that will probably go into our, unrestricted funds where, come May, then it would go towards an applicant for a certain project. So it will go back into the community. So, it's not like it's just going to sit in a bank account and do nothing, right? It definitely goes back into stuff. And then, some other stuff that I forgot that we've helped with also, I remember like the flood relief, we helped fundraise for that. So in essence, it's sort of like, Give to the Max Day supporting like the flood efforts from last year. We didn't do a Give to the Max Day in 2024, but we did support other pop-up things like the flood relief. So I think four or five folks in Jackson benefited from that. I know it was very nominal, maybe in the amount of funding that they received, but every penny hopefully helped them, right? And then, of course, we support the Christy Elaine Teagan Scholarship, and that's where we give out scholarships to students, from Jackson County Central High School. They apply, they get a certain amount of funding, through us as well. Every year. So I want to say maybe over $100,000 has supported students who apply through this. And I want to say that usually opens around January. So going through like the high school, for example, is where students can get those applications.
And so some of those details that we've gone over today are also available on that Facebook page that we've already mentioned as well, including that link and stuff like that. And some of the details about Give to the Max Day, the largest online giving day in Minnesota.
And for folks who don't have Facebook, there is a website too. If you type in like, go to Google or whatever your search engine is, you can just type in Southwest Initiative Foundation and you'll see all these, little, communities in Southwest Minnesota that are part of SWIF, part of the Southwest Initiative Foundation. And you'll see Jackson, you'll see Wyndham and so on. And if you click on it, it'll have contact information and everything as well. But again, if folks just want to, get a hold of me quicker, they can just call too. And my number is, 612-597-0433. And I'd be happy to help out with any questions that folks have.
So those are the resources for you to be able to maybe even get involved in Give to the Max Day, which is Thursday, November 20th. And so, any other thoughts at all?
No, it was kind of a salad of information. I just wanted to share about that, some recent projects that we funded. And then for folks, I guess a reminder for folks who are going to be maybe looking for small projects for 2026, in a few months, we'll have the application portal open and feel free to apply. I hate to already say it's 2026 coming up, but I would say around February, March, we'll have that application process or the portal open.
Always good to plan ahead. Yeah. That's Luke Ewald talking about it, the Jackson, Minnesota Community Foundation, talking Give to the Max Day and more. Thank you out there for listening.